This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have 7 after the hour on the DJV program. D for Doug, that's me, Doug Steffen. J for Jennifer and Jay, Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner. And V for Victoria. It is a fabulous morning. I'm excited, and I'm almost in tears, actually. I can be in tears.
Tell everybody why. It's a good reason to be.
I am a grandfather again. My son's wife, Sophie, gave birth to young Jasper, who, as I look at him, he's a fat little guy.
He's very plump.
Yes, he's a plumper. But, you know, I feel like I almost know him through all of the things now that are possible technologically, things that you know, I've been talking about those 3D images that you have, as you can see, the ultrasound of his face and his body as he has matured, as he's grown, about every couple, 3 weeks. You know, you can, with this technology, see how the baby's developing, and that's for a number of reasons. Not only to, you know, it's not only amusing kind of anecdotally for us, but you see what the baby is developing, make sure the limbs are okay, there isn't a breach, you know, all of that sort of thing. But he's quite the little, he looks like quite the character. I'm sure he's going to be a character because
he's got a really beautiful face. There, you know how babies can be kind of squinched up? He's very pretty.
Yeah.
Most babies within like the first 24 hours that they're born are kind of ugly. He is adorable.
He actually, Sophie posted a picture of Brendan when he was born next to the last picture that they took the ultrasound, and you'd think you were looking at the same kid.
Yeah, I remember that. That was wild.
Remember that? Yeah, it was really wild. So it's just kind of a fun thing. His name is Jasper Bird Stefan Strauss. So his, the Jasper, that's a Brendan. Brendan. Well, both of them actually are kind of Brendan, although I'm sure Sophie went along with it because she's very
Jasper's
strong character.
Cool name.
It is a cool name. And Bird is for Larry Bird because Brendan's a big basketball fan, and Larry Bird was his hero. So there you go. And congratulations to anybody else and everybody else who had babies. My sister's birthday is today as well, so he would be a day before. He had just happened, depending on what zone you're in. Well, this was the West Coast zone, so East Coast zone, it was like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, I'm broadcasting from the Westin Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri. The National Farm Broadcasters Association has an annual meeting, and I have not been to one of these before, so I decided I'd come and see who's doing what. It doesn't take me away, though, from some of the other things that are going on. I think we ought to talk about China. I think we ought to talk about Russia. The anti-satellite missile test that we have, what else are you going to say? Duh. It was dangerous. It's irresponsible, all those things. Do you think the Russians care? Why would they care? They don't care. What do they care?
Well, and what are they going to do, you know, at this point? What's done is done.
What's anybody? Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what do you make of the conversation that Biden had with Xi Jinping, whatever? They supposedly are going to... She. Right, he and she. So anyway, isn't there a discussion going on about possible arms control talks and visa restrictions for journalists that have been eased? So what is in this for the United States? I guess I would ask that question, any or all observations here. What's in it for the arms control, if we have it? What's good for us in it? What's good for us in the visa restrictions being lifted for journalists? I'm sure Jennifer's going to say, not strong enough. He's not a tough leader. But you look around and you see what matters. Is this the most important thing? I want to have somebody, I want these guys to talk about what the Chinese are going to do to pay reparations for all the damage they've caused to the world because of the Wuhan virus.
the biggest disappointment is that they spoke for 3.5 hours, President Biden and President Xi, and not once did Biden bring up COVID. It wasn't even mentioned. And I don't know how you have a conversation with China and not bring up COVID.
I think that's part of the agreement, though, going into it.
Well,
they were supposed to talk about it.
I mean, this is something that shut down our country. It's divided us.
Shut down the world.
Taken our kids out of school. I mean, I don't care what they agree on. We don't need to be talking to him then if he won't talk about COVID. And it doesn't have to be. Look, I get it. He wants to be diplomatic. But it could be something as simple as, hey, we want to continue. We want to cooperate together. I mean, it could be nothing. It could be nothing that he says as long as he says something. But it was nothing. 3.5 hours of nothing. And I think that is a big letdown.
Is there a transcript out on the call?
Yeah, they released a transcript from the White House. And then the Chinese media releases a transcript that they've taken. And it's always interesting to see how one transcription airs and reads and the other
right,
one does,
yeah.
too.
Well, is it lost in translation, some of it?
The Chinese transcript says that China threatened us, basically saying to stay out of the situation with Taiwan. I don't, you know, again, we don't know.
What does our translation say about that?
I don't know. I don't know if it happened or not. In any case, it's going to be an issue that we're going to have to figure out where our red line is when it comes to Taiwan, because clearly, after the Olympics are over, China's going to make their move. They're prepping for it. They're already starting. They're doing military activities around Taiwan. And so we are going to have to figure out where we come down on that and what the line is. So, you know, and Taiwan is the best example of democracy in that area of the world. So what do we do? And I don't know that we have clear guidance yet from the administration as to what our red lines are. The reason that I don't
Well, what
you,
should we do? What are our choices? Are we going to go to war? Are we going to, if China moves in and takes over, what are we going to do?
You can sanction. You can make it financially hard for them to do it. That would probably be the easiest. You could help arm
so
Taiwan.
American
There's a lot
companies
of things
that are doing
do.
Business in China. Are they going to go along with that? They're going to say, yeah, you're going to put us out of
business. There's a lot
of
things that you can do that aren't war. There are options. And certainly not acting is problematic. But back to your point about the journalist visas and all of that. Look, the reason I support the block or the restrictions on journalists from China is I think it should go further, because we've seen a lot of Chinese spies coming into the country.
Yep.
And they're coming in through two ways. They're coming in through members of the media, and they're coming in through student visas. And I think that we are silly if we continue to allow that to happen. I mean, for crying out loud, look at Eric Swalwell. He was sleeping with a Chinese spy. These people are really good at what they do. They ingrain themselves into people's lives. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy for a driver. I mean, they're getting into places where they shouldn't be. And so, you know, I think proceeding with caution is much better than just saying we're going to ease restrictions for journalists because somehow we want to get into China. I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, is this a two-way street?
It is. That's why it has to be. So that's why in order for U.S. journalists to be able to go into China and report and then freely leave without being, you know, jailed or harassed or whatever, it needed to be a tit for tat. So I don't know I know the value of the news media, but I don't know the value of having that access. I don't know.
Well, we have things like the Epoch Times, which people are reading and paying attention to a certain extent. They're a voice of American Chinese that have been, the expatriates, would you call them that?
Yeah.
From China.
Yeah.
They're all.
That's what they are.
Yeah. Expats. And they present a picture of China that isn't like anything else.
They're not sending reporters to China, though. They've probably got sources buried within the country, which seems to me far more accurate than sending a bunch of reporters over there to sit in front of a Chinese-approved landmark and talk about how great the government is. This, to me, has no value to send our news media over there with the visa. I mean, China is the master at manipulating stories anyway. You think that you send someone over there, they're going to be allowed to report on what's really happening? No way. So then what do? We allow people to come over here and end up in bed with our congressmen.
All right, so let's turn that around a little bit. We've been all worked up about the inaccuracies of social media here, but don't we consider the people who are supposedly quote-unquote reporting on social media to be the same sort of people, like street people, the people that we're talking about that are over in China? If we have people that are just there undercover and reporting back things. How is that any different than what we read here and turn up our nose at with regard to social media?
I don't think I follow that.
Yeah, I'm confused by that.
I don't know if I follow
the fact
your
that we have people, we have a lot of consternation about
in China,
people.
Right? Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm saying if we the sources could be a traveler, could be a visitor, could be somebody who's there just to be a tourist, allegedly, and they could be reporting back. So how is that any different than somebody there is a quote unquote report that this is going on? But you can't verify it. It's just is what somebody says. How's that any different than here or elsewhere, people being upset about the inaccuracies that come from social media?
I still don't know if I track, but this is what I think you're trying to say. I think when you've got a communist country like China that is so tamped down, I would rather, because you're already going to get what they want you to know, right? The Chinese government is already going to tell you what they want you to know. So it doesn't behoove us to send a reporter to do that, because you're already going to be getting the song and dance from China.
I think you're doing a terrible job of explaining.
Does anybody else get it? Is it just me?
I'm saying we put down the gossipy sort of individual things that don't come from quote-unquote official sources, official reporters, journalists, because it just is something that is posted on Twitter. So how would a post on Twitter here be any different from just the average Joe, from somebody who's an average Joe wandering around in China that sends back information that we deem credible?
Anybody who has any information that's credible isn't going to be tweeting from China, because I don't even know if people are allowed on Twitter. And it's so censored.
My point, just to finish up what I was saying before, is that if you send a news media person on like a visa program, they're going to be spoon-fed what the Chinese Communist government wants them to report on. That's one thing. From a place like China, where they don't have access to Twitter, they don't have access to Facebook, they are able to give you a story that you can then try to corroborate with other people to try to get something factual that you would report on.
It's a lot of work anyway. Okay. It's 19 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV program with Jen, Jay, Victoria, and Doug.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Oh,
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. It is trending time. Well, everything is, I think I say this frequently, everything we talk about is trending in one way or another. That's why we talk about it, because we figure you'd be interested in the things that are trending. But here's some more on Travis Scott, Jay, who appears to be moderately subhuman in his context with the rest of the world. So all he advertises is amazing. I mean, I didn't even know who this guy was before the incident last week at Astroworld, and now he seems to be everywhere, and it's not necessarily in a positive light. So he is big enough that Nike was going to sponsor a shoe in his name or something, or is he a
collaboration
for Nike?
Well, he's been doing a bunch of different things. He partnered with McDonald's recently, and Astroworld is kind of like an annual festival that he started in 2018. 2019, a bunch of people got injured. 2020, they took off because of the pandemic, went back this year, and you know, we see how over 300 people were injured, 10 people dead. He was supposed to do a collaboration with Nike, but the company has pulled their campaign with him at the last minute. Fortnite already pulled some featured audio clip of one of his songs. The Houston Rockets postponed a promotion that were supposed to be featuring Travis Scott. You have Dior, who is in the process of trying to figure out whether or not to pull its menswear collaboration with Scott that's supposed to debut next season. W Magazine features Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott on their cover with the whole interview inside the magazine. It's already been printed. It's already on the trucks, and W Magazine is frantically looking to stop the delivery. They're trying to get this whole, the latest edition of their magazine.
Why, what's in there about him that's, is it positive? It puts them in a positive light, and they don't want to do that. I mean, I think people need to or want to know. A lot of people want to know more about this guy, and I would think the W Magazine article would be a good way for people to learn more about this, unless it's a fluff piece.
No, they just feel that it should be stopped because it's just in bad taste given everything that's going on.
Well, is it really? I mean, is it, if people want to know more about this guy, why isn't this
I agree with Doug. I think more people would buy the magazine just to see what, you know, what he was saying, right, you know,
what which, is he all about?
You know, before the Astroworld disaster. Maybe they're pulling it because maybe he said something in there that he likes to get the crowd hyped up, or maybe his lawyers have wanted to pull it. I don't know.
There that could be it. Yeah, that could be it. Maybe the lawyers are asking to get it pulled.
If he admits something in that interview that could be used against him, you know, in the lawsuit.
Well, and if that's the case, it's like, hey, this already happened. It should go to print. Or it just should. It already is printed, but it should be distributed. So a source with W Magazine said that it just, given everything that happened, it seems inappropriate. That was the statement.
So Kylie Jenner is his girlfriend, right?
Yes. Currently pregnant with their second child.
Okay. And so what has she had to say, and how does she play into all of this? Certainly very well known. She's more well known than he is, isn't she?
I would say so, yeah.
It depends on the definitely. World, I guess.
But I don't think she said much.
The demographic.
Yeah, I don't think she said much after the initial thing, because she got kind of dragged for it, didn't she? I mean, when she first came out.
Well, yeah, because she had their daughter Stormy there, who's 3 years old. She was dancing in, like, a VIP secluded section with her sister Kendall. And she said that, didn't she say at one point that they were oblivious to anything that had really happened until after the show, but then there were some videos where she kind of looks into the crowd and she looks horrified for a moment and then turns away?
So what about
people
the
speculating
staff?
Things. She could have been looking at anything. Well, the staff, so this is heartbreaking. The medic company, Paradox, who were hired to help out, they had a team of more than 70 people trying to save lives that night. The CEO said that at one point, 11 people were being treated for cardiac arrest following a crowd surge. So many young people at the same time. Some of the concert goers were grabbing at the medics crews, asking for help, begging for help, but they couldn't be helped because somebody else was worse off. People were dying. They had to go help them. And other concert goers thought it was theatrics, that these were actors that were just trying to, you know, do a part or whatever, that things weren't actually happening.
Great. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. With the holidays just around the corner, now is the time to save on any budget. Amazon is offering incredible deals and discounts so customers can shop with confidence, knowing they're getting low prices on products they want and need throughout the holiday season. And did you know? Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership to select government assistance recipients for just $5.99 per month. That's all the shopping, savings, and entertainment benefits of Prime at half the price. In addition to Amazon's everyday low prices, Prime members enjoy early access to select deals, exclusive savings, fast and free delivery for all those holiday gifts, and so much more. Need some holiday entertainment? Prime members also have access to thousands of shows and movies with Prime Video, and more than 2 million songs ad-free with Amazon Music, so you can watch and sing along to holiday favorites. To learn more, or start your free 30-day trial, visit amazon.com/prime discount.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kyle Rittenhouse's attorney asked the judge on Wednesday to declare a mistrial, saying prosecutors withheld evidence from them. Apparently was drone footage from the night of the riots, and they received a technically inferior copy of the video from prosecutors. Day 3 of jury deliberations continues Thursday. In another high-profile case, Travis McMichael, along with his father and a neighbor, are on trial for murder in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Prosecutors say the killing was racially motivated.
He had my gun. He struck me. It was obvious that he was attacking me. That if he would have got the shotgun from me, then it was this is a life or death situation, and I'm going to have to stop him from doing this, so I shot.
The February 2020 incident happened in Brunswick, Georgia. That's about an hour's drive north of Jacksonville, Florida. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
One lawmaker is calling it another example of a double standard in American leadership. It was on display Wednesday up on Capitol Hill.
The House voted to formally censure Congressman Paul Gosar. The Arizona Republican recently posted an anime video depicting him killing New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Before the vote, House Minority Leader from California Kevin McCarthy called out the Democrats' hypocrisy.
It's an old definition of abuse of power. Rules for thee, but not for me. That's exactly what's happening here today. Madam Speaker, when a Democratic chairwoman flew to Minneapolis and told an angry crowd during a trial to stay on the streets, get more active, get more confrontational, we've got to make sure they know we mean business. That high standard? The Democrats refused to take action. At a rally in Los Angeles, that same chairwoman, she told a mob, if you see anyone from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them that they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. Rules for thee, but not for me.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football will feature the Patriots traveling down to the Peach State and face the Falcons. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Second half hour of this hour of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm looking at a picture of my new grandson who looks like a healthy little Bubba for sure. He's got a little hat on. I just posted it. If you want to put it on the DJV show, you can do that if you want to, Jay.
You know how much he weighed, how long he was?
Well, he weighed... 2 weeks ago, he weighed 7'9".
Wow, he's a big guy.
So,
wow.
Look at him. He's.
I know.
And no wonder she was going to have a natural birth, and she talked a good game, and I was very respectful. I thought it was very cool, because they look at stuff. They're going to have chiropractic for him and things like that, and so.
Was she going to do a water birth at home? I think it was a water birth, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But apparently he's so big, the pain was excruciating, so Brendan brought her over to Cedars to have the epidermal, and then she was okay. But I think she just stayed. But it looks like they're home, and the pictures I'm seeing are pictures from home. So whether she went back home.
How would they let him out of the hospital? That seems odd.
I don't know.
Really fast.
Yeah. Well, anyway. It's good that you didn't. I mean, how long did it take you to give birth to Mac, Jay? How was that process? Oh!
38 hours and a C-section. So that was fun. But I already, my birth plan, I told my doctor from the beginning, I'm coming in, you, my birth plan is to let you do the stuff, give me all the drugs, and I want the epidural. And the woman who doesn't want the drugs, I'll take her dose as well.
That's pretty funny. And so it was a painless. There's a thing. My children were both born with C-sections. Tony she gained 45 pounds, and she was 5'1", she was normally weighed maybe 120. She gained 46 pounds with Megan. Megan came out at 9'8", and she was about a week late. And it
so
was,
you guys make big babies, is what you're saying.
Yeah, 9.8 pounds.
Full.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. I weighed 9'1" when I was born.
Wow.
I haven't, how much did you weigh when you were born, Jennifer? You remember?
I didn't weigh exactly, but my mom told me I was 8 pounds, 6 ounces, I think. So I was pretty
big. Yeah, Jay, how about you? How much did you weigh when you came out?
Oh, I was 10 pounds something ounces. I was huge.
Wow.
They thought I was a boy and I was going to be a football player.
And how about you, Victoria? What did you weigh when you popped out?
I think I was around 8'6", something like that. I was I was like 22 and a half inches long, though. I was really tall. I was
You're tall.
Yeah.
Now, you're tall. What are you, about 5'10", 5'11"?
I'm like 5'9 and a half.
Oh. But you were taller than me when I saw you the other day.
Yes, because you're not 5'9".
That's because you're 5'8".
Yeah. Jennifer, aren't you 5'10"? I'm forgetting how tall you are, but I know you're pretty tall. Aren't you 5'10"?
Yeah, I probably shrunk a little. I'm sure I'm about 5'9 and a half like Victoria. And I was tall, too. Yeah. I was a long baby. I was like, 21 and a half or something like that inches long. So,
and my mom's
5'3", so it was tough on her.
How tall?
It keeps coming and coming and coming.
I've never seen you standing up. Jay, now that I think about it, isn't it funny how we do this program? Like, it sounds like we're all in the same room. We're all together.
We don't even know how tall we are.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly.
I'm like the short one of the bunch. I'm 5'7".
Yeah. So there you go. All right. So we'll celebrate the baby as we move on. Pretty exciting stuff. I'm looking at him and I have a tear in my eye. It's just kind of neat to see. Understanding, I get really very heavily philosophical. When I look at this, I want to kind of be on that podcast that we do, Zodiac Magic, to do my spiritual stuff, thinking about the pictures of this little thing as it was growing in the womb. And, one cell becomes two and two becomes four. And how it really is. It's I became friends yesterday with flying out to Kansas City with a pilot for American, who happened to be on the same flight I was on. He lives in Kansas City, but he flies Boston to London, which I got a kick out of. And so he just gotten in from London, and he was on the plane, and I happened to sit next to him. And so we had a long chat about a lot of different things. And he has a son who's a special needs youngster and two daughters. And he was so proud of them. And I just love seeing parents that are like that. And how he, a lot of pilots have jobs on top of being a pilot because they're gone, but then they're around, like he has 3 or 4 days layover now before he has to go back. And he spends all his time with his son, taking care of and nurturing his son. You think about how all of the things fit together and how sometimes it doesn't all work. But when you also think about how complicated and complex our bodies are, and the fact that we are healthy and that things work the way that they do. And I'm not sure that a lot of people even give it a lot of thought. They take it for granted. But it is the most marvelous thing to see a life to come together, if you will, like this. And it just it gives you sobering thoughts to think about what's really important in your life. I think it does anyway. All right. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, the demand is growing for digital vaccine passports as the borders open up. I also noticed that Pfizer has asked the FDA to authorize its COVID pill. How is the pill that Pfizer has put together different than Moderna? Moderna already has their approval, right? And the last week when we talked about They have
that was Merck. No, yeah, that was
Merck.
The Merck pill.
Yes, it was.
Been approved in the U.S. yet, but that was approved by the U.K. government. But the Merck pill is a few weeks ahead of Pfizer. So I think Pfizer probably wants to play some catch-up so that, you know, if there are contracts to be had, Pfizer definitely doesn't want to, you know, miss out on the business, I'm sure.
All right, so how is it that this works? Is anybody, I haven't asked, I can't ask Jack because he doesn't believe in the, any of this stuff. Jack Stockwell, one of our doctors, but Ken will have the insight on it on DGV Health, I'm sure, this weekend.
Apparently the way they work is that they stop the enzyme that in the virus that keeps it from replicating. And so, like, if it can't reproduce itself, then the virus goes nowhere and you get over it. And that's it. So that's the technology behind all of them.
You take the pill if you have COVID. You don't take the pill to keep. You still have to have a vaccine.
Correct. The vaccine is still the best way to protect yourself. If you have a breakthrough case, then that's what these pills would be used for.
See, I think a lot of people think that it's going to be a pill instead of a shot. I think that's
Maybe it could be. You know, maybe it could be for some people. They don't want to get the shot, and they want to. Now, the thing to me, though, is I don't know how much technology is, you know, how much similar technology exists between the Pfizer vaccine and the Pfizer pill. Because if you don't want the Pfizer vaccine, then you obviously have your reasons for not wanting that. I don't know. Would people actually trust a Pfizer pill then? I don't know.
So
I think it depends. I mean, for someone like me, like I'm upset about the fluid that or the suspension fluid that's used for the vaccine because I've had bad reactions with shots.
So the pill would be perfect for you then.
So the pill would be something more of interest to me because I'd feel safer taking it. But then there are other people who think that, you know, it's just not. It's still very exploratory.
What are the ingredients? Are the ingredients like the same stuff that they use, like hydroxychloroquine or whatever that stuff was and some of the other things that have been used to fight it in hospitals?
I don't think hydroxychloroquine is in any of these pills.
I don't think we know what's in. And that's part of the problem is that most of the stuff is not easily found. You have to really dig for it to find out what's in the stuff. So, yeah.
All right. So the digital vaccine passport discussion. Borders are opening. I'm going to go to Hawaii next week, and there's a certain rigmarole that's involved in going over to Hawaii and coming back. The pilot of the plane that I was on who came in from London yesterday has said their loads have increased eightfold. They were flying back and forth from Boston, Chicago, New York, Miami, Los Angeles, wherever American flies from, with like one-tenth of a load before everything opened up. But they needed to keep, you know, going and servicing those who wanted to go. But he said the planes have... now they're about half load since November 8th, which I thought was interesting. Things are easier now. We're welcoming people in here. So this digital vaccine passport, is that for everybody or is it just for the people? I mean, I'm guessing that this is sort of is this easier to handle than the vaccine certificate or why isn't the vaccine certificate just like a digital passport? Why isn't it one and the same? Would be my question.
Well, I guess if it's digital, it'd be easier to scan if you were going someplace or wanting to show it to somebody.
There are a lot of apps that exist now, already, you know, depending on what state you're in. Like New York and New Jersey each have one. I'm assuming California probably too. And you just upload your vaccine card into the app, and that's what they call your digital passport. Is that what you're talking about?
That way. Well, I think it is. I've got a picture of my passport on my phone. I mean, not my passport, my card. On the phone, so if anybody asks me, I just say, okay, yeah, here it is. I guess that makes sense.
Okay.
But now, as far as the borders are concerned, why did you say it that way? Why did you say that, Victoria? That way. Okay.
Well, no, your actual passport, or do you mean your vaccination card?
No, my vaccination card. I took a picture of it, I would have it. But
because I was
passport?
About to give you a whole, you know, cybersecurity lecture on why you should not have a picture of your actual travel passport, of your actual U.S. government-issued passport, the physical thing. You should never, ever, ever carry pictures of it. So, but
I don't have my passport. I don't have. I have my passport. I don't have it in my phone.
Okay, that was what the groan was that you heard, because I wasn't sure what you were referring to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, taking a picture of your vaccine card is fine. Also, just for depending on where you're going, you should also have a picture of the back of it.
Maybe I need to ask this question in different ways. I don't seem to be communicating as well as I normally might today. What is going on at the border right now? Isn't that one of the main sources of...
Nobody knows. COVID? Isn't that a laugh riot?
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I was getting out of this.
Are you talking about for vaccine requirements, or are you talking about people just...
Well, we've been concerned about people coming in here who have COVID or could have it because they haven't had
any
shots. They're just all...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they just let people go wherever they want to go. Seems kind of counterproductive.
It's a real rub for California because we have such strict requirements that we have to live by, yet people are crossing in to our state, to our country, every single day through California. And it's like, it is quite annoying because one of the surges that we had around Christmas time last year, many people, experts in the state, have linked to people coming across the border because the spread all came through Imperial County, which is the county right at the border just south of San Diego County.
Yeah.
And so it is troubling to know that people can come back and forth without having to deal with the same restrictions that American citizens do. So it's frustrating, certainly. But as far as opening up the border goes, they just did that a couple weeks ago, so people can drive back and forth across the border into Mexico.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right. This is the kind of stuff that drives me nuts, frankly, and I don't want to be driven nuts. So let's pause for a few moments here. It's 10. Well, it's neither. It's 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Okay, so usually I'm a last-minute shopper, but the deals at Kohl's, way too good to pass up. I got 40% off holiday decor, 40% off the cutest St. Nicholas square finds for the table, and found the toys topping my kids' list. I also got 15% off, and as a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $10 off my home purchase, because I spent $50. So now I get the whole early shopping thing, and I'm a big fan. Flex Styles. Offers end November 20th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Don't forget about our daily download excerpts of the DJV program. Pithy comments from everybody here. Check it out at djvshow.com, please.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program with our visit from Uri Geller this week. One of the things that has happened over the years, we always tell stories. Uri's a great storyteller, and I like to think I tell a pretty good story here and there. Experiences. One of the things that I remember that was most magical in my life was attending Uri's, his reuniting his vows with his wife second time around. There was a wedding in England at his home on the Thames in Sonning. And everybody who's anybody in England was there. And I happened to be sitting with my daughter and watching Dave Stewart and David Frost. And, you know, I can go through the list of people who are your friends that were at this wedding. But I was sitting next to my friend James Whale, who's a very well-known talk show host and a good friend of yours and mine. And you introduced me to him in England. And there was a fellow next to him that was chatting it up with both of us, and I didn't know who he was. And come to find out, it was Justin Haywood, who's the lead singer of the Moody Blues, who was at your event. And we became friends after that. Wonderful fellow. And I was always a fan of the Moody Blues. I remember saying to you once, after you introduced me, have you ever been to a Moody Blues concert? And you said, no. So I arranged for us to go to a Moody Blues concert. I came over from America to England to go to Oxford. Remember that night? Fabulous time. And so the reason that we're talking about it is because in part, the passing of Graham Edge, who was the drummer for the Moody Blues, and what it means sort of to pass on. This gave me an opportunity to dig into your mind and have you explain what you think happens when somebody passes, when the body dies, you know, then what?
I'm laughing because you forgot to mention that next to you stood Michael Jackson.
Yes. Michael Jackson was on one side and, yeah, exactly, right. Well, we had, when we were, the whole event was, as you say, bizarre. It was fun. Right. It was fun. It was foolish. It was all these people together. The energy in the room, it was actually outside, but the energy was through the roof with the likes of the people who were there.
Just to remind everyone, Michael Jackson was my best man. He agreed to fly in from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It was amazing because I gave Michael the ring that was specially made from 22 karat gold, which I was to hand to Hannah during the, renewing the wedding vows.
Yeah.
At the ceremony. And guess what? Michael left the ring in his pocket and he had to drive back all the way to the hotel and he just didn't show up. Mm-hmm. And he didn't show up.
Right.
And I told everyone, Michael Jackson has the ring and he's going to come. No one believed me that Michael Jackson is going to show up. They thought, come on, Michael Jackson lives in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I said, no, he has my ring. He's in London Hotel. He had to go back to get the ring. Anyhow, he showed up 2 hours late. You remember that?
I sure do. Everybody was getting very impatient. They were thinking that Hannah was stepping out and that was it. We were done. But there were some great visits that day.
Yeah, what I did, we reversed the wedding, and I said, let's eat and do the wedding after the food.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, life after death, I totally am a believer. I'm a believer because Albert Einstein, and I said that a few times on this show, Albert Einstein proved to everybody, to the whole world, that everything in the universe is made from energy, and energy cannot be destroyed. And if I'm made from energy and you, and Edge is made from energy, then what happens to us when we die? What happens to the energy? So I'm a great believer that there's an afterlife. I want to believe that there is heaven, there's a paradise. There's certainly a different dimension that we go into. And yeah, you ask me, that's it. I'm a believer.
Yeah, I think there is a lot more. Every day when you try to understand even the complexity of the human body and then the complexity of the universe and how much we don't know and how much we don't use our brain and to think that it's all cut and dried and it just is actually nonsense, I think, anyway. Always good stories to develop, always good thoughts to continue. Uri has written a number of books. You can find them all on Amazon, including his latest, Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All. Release Your Psi Force for Health, Wealth, Success, and Peace of Mind. Paperback only available on Amazon. Check out Uri and what's going on with him at urigeller.com. URIGELLER. urigeller.com. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.